Today we will be studying Perek Kuf, the 100th Psalm. As we've seen, the chain of Psalms 95 through 99 are focused on the coronation of Hashem as he establishes his kingdom on earth. 96 and 97 are directed at all of the nations that accept monotheism and its moral code. Psalms 98 and 99 focus primarily on Am Yisrael. All of them, 95 through 99, were included in Kabbalat Shabbat. And this psalm, Psalm 100, Mizmor LeTodah, picks up where Psalm 95 started and brings this symphony to a dramatic climax, unifying Am Yisrael with all humanity in worshiping Hashem in gratitude. In Psalm 95, we heard Nekadma Panav Betodah, let us greet his face, his revelation, with gratitude. And here we're told Mizmor LeTodah. This is the song of gratitude. This psalm is incorporated in the daily Shacharit and is recited after Baruch She'amar in Nusach Sfard and after Hodu in Nusach Ashkenaz. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mizmor LeTodah yesh le'omro b'negina. This particular psalm should be said with a melody, She'kol ha'shirot atidot li'batel. For our sages told us that all songs in the future will be annulled, chutz mimizmor letodah, except this particular mizmor. Why? For in the future, all offerings, korbanot, are to be annulled, except korban todah. And this mizmor accompanies the thanksgiving offering. Since Korban Todah is not brought on Shabbat or Chagim or holidays, the Mizmor is excluded from the liturgy of Shabbat by Ashkenazim. However, Sephardic congregations and Oriental Sephardic congregations include it in Kabbalat Shabbat as the chain of all of these Mizmorim, 90 through 100, are the 11 cited by Chazal as since 90 to 100 are attributed by Chazal to Moshe Rabbeinu. Psalm 100 does not describe an idyllic picture which will be realized in the Messianic age alone. It figured in the daily service in the temple, and after the Churban, after the destruction of the temple, its recitation continued, most often with a melodic tone, and became one of the psalms that Jews could recite by heart, both for its brevity and particularly for its message, namely, the centrality of gratitude in the Jewish mindset and in Jewish ethics. This psalm, like the 10 preceding it, are attributed to Moshe, as I indicated, and Rashi notes that four verses, 2 through 5, correspond to the four breads that accompanied the Thanksgiving offering. And the first verse was added by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah when they canonized the Tanakh. That verse invites all humanity to join us in cheering and thanking Hashem, whereas the ensuing four verses were directed originally for Bnei Yisrael exclusively. Thus it begins, Mizmor LeTodah Hariu LaHashem Kol HaAretz. This is a prayer, a song of gratitude. Cheer God, all the earth, and that means all peoples of the earth. By adding this line, We invite other nations to join us in recognition of the one God and to serve him in joy. But the following four verses were originally said primarily for Am Yisrael. Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, bo lefanav birnana. Serve God, worship him with joy. Come before him in gleeful dancing. This line became the rallying motto of the Hasidic movement, which strove to build the self-esteem of the oppressed Jew in Galut. The Baal Shem Tov was concerned that the average Jew in Eastern Europe interpreted his depressed social and economic status, the frequent outbursts of violent persecution, as reflections of his sinful soul. Therefore, the Baal Shem Tov had them sing and dance rather than beat their breasts in repentance, and had them recite, Di'u ki hu Elokim, hu asanu velo anachnu amo v'tzon marito. Know that Hashem, he is the God. He made us, and we are his people, and the sheep that he leads to pasture. Our sages teach, serve God joyfully, not as someone forced to carry a heavy burden. But Moshe Feinstein Zatzal bemoaned the rate of assimilation among the American-born sons of Eastern European Jews. He blamed the youthful abandonment of Yiddishkeit to the fact that as children, they heard their parents complaining, Si schwer zu sein Jid, oh, it's so hard to be a Jew. Ibn Ezra, in a similar vein, explained, Bo lefanav birnana, come to him in open glee, show your joy publicly. And the Malbim adds, when someone comes to mere flesh and blood to ask a favor or a donation, he comes in with a sad face and tears in his eyes. And if he receives what he had requested, he leaves the home of his benefactor in joy. But the one that comes to worship Hashem and to ask something of him, he comes in joy, knowing that from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, one can receive anything you ask for. For God listens to those who ask him, but ask him truthfully, with a believing heart, that it is in his power to give you all that you requested. De'u, know that he, Hashem, hu ha'elokim, he is the powerful one. Rashi and Radak explain that Hashem has the ability to grant your requests, and he rewards those who serve him joyfully. There is an interesting anomaly in this case. It says, Hu asanu, he made us. To some of the Mefarshim, this means he made us great. Or he created us, he brought us and gave us life. Velo anachnu, and there is a change in the kri and the ktiv, where it can read, and not us, for no man is self-made, or it can read, and we are his, lo, lamedvav. We belong to him. We are his people and the sheep that he created. And we are his people and the sheep that he leads to pasture. Malbim explains that we owe God our gratitude for our body and our soul are his, for choosing us as his nation, and three, for providing our sustenance. as a shepherd leads his sheep to pasture. Bo she'arav betodah, come into his gates with gratitude. Chatzerotav betihilah, come to the courtyards of the Ribbono shel Olam with praise. Hoidu lo, bonchu shmo. Hodu in this case does not mean thanks. It means acknowledge him, recognize him, from the language of vidui, confession. Baruchu shmo, and bless his name. Explains Sforno, the thanks that you come to his gates are for the gifts that he gave you in the past. Praise for his awesome greatness. And hodu, acknowledgement, for what you have now. Baruchu shmo, tell your children. Teach your children to see the half full cup and not the half empty cup. Ki tov Hashem, for the Ribbono shel Olam is good, hu hatov vehameitiv. He is the essence of goodness, and all his desire is to be good to us. Leolam chasdo, his loving kindness is forever and is extended la'olam, to the entire world. Ve'ad dor vador emunato, and his faithfulness, says Rashi, faithfulness to the promise made to our forefather, stands unchanged from generation to generation.